Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Tar Heel Tennis is making big noise in the NCAAs. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. This is a great time of the year for college fans who watch their favorite school's Olympic sports teams charge into postseason play. In Carolina, almost every spring sport is already in or headed for their respective NCAA tournaments, with baseball's fate hanging in the balance after the Diamond Heels dropped the opener of the final three-game series to Virginia Thursday night in extra innings. Earlier, the Carolina men's tennis team, which has been rightfully overshadowed by the top-ranked women for the last 2 years, pulled off an impressive upset of fourth-ranked Illinois in the NCAA round of 16 at Waco, Texas. Braden Schnur and Ronnie Schneider won nail-biting three-set matches in number one and number two singles to give the Tar Heels a 4-3 victory and send them on to the quarterfinals for only the third time in school history, but for the second straight year. Coach Sam Paul stayed positive early in the season when his team lost some close matches, including a similar 4-3 decision to Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. But Paul knew that if his injured guys could get back by the end of the season, the Heels could make a run. And with senior Esben Hess Olsen again available to play singles for the first time since February, plus doubles with Schnur, has made UNC a threat to reach the tennis Final Four. Carolina upset Duke twice late in the season and went into the tournament playing better than the 13th-ranked team in the country. Saturday's showdown with TCU was an opportunity for UNC to advance to the NCAA semifinals for the first time in the program's history. A year ago, Paul's Tar Heels dropped a 4-2 decision to number 2 Oklahoma in the quarterfinals. Before that, the last time Carolina got that far was 1992, when it fell to UCLA 5-2. Fifth-ranked TCU will be a tough match playing in its home state. The Horned Frogs defeated Wake Forest 4-0 on Thursday and reached their ninth quarterfinal appearance, but only their first since 2001. Paul loves his team's toughness in these situations, and as history has shown, it's tough to get this far in team competition. Behind Schnur, the 11th-ranked player in the country, and number 28-ranked Schneider, seemingly they have a great chance to keep playing. Go Heels. This is Archansky. See ya.